This is 89.1 WEMU. Boy, I love the theme to The Godfather. I love all those music themes that represent movies. They certainly take you to a place in time, don't they? Well, every Thursday we like to take you to a place in time. We're joined by the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, Russ Collins. Each week, he brings with him all the knowledge of all we need to know about the movies in our area. How you doing, my man?
I am okay, David, and you're sounded good on the air today, so that it's all a
you sound surprised
direction here. For sure. Well, we've got Amazon that is looking to buy MGM, the beleaguered Hollywood studio from the original days of Hollywood. They've been around about 100 years, and pretty amazing that in this day of streaming, a new dynamic is set up for our movie-going experience.
So what does Amazon want to get out of that? Just the back library?
Well, the back library is a lot of it, and also the fact that they've got this James Bond movie coming up, and it really is a significant brand in Hollywood. So Amazon merged with MGM is probably a good brand alignment, and then there's a lot of classic material that's available, which is a very appealing dynamic for a streaming service. They certainly have found that with Disney Plus. So,
what's a price tag on something like that?
Well, they're looking at $9 billion to buy MGM. It's been valued higher than that, but MGM's had its troubles. But $9 billion seems like a lot of money to me. So
Yeah. Further evidence that we've chosen the wrong career path.
That's true. The other big news coming out of Hollywood was the fact that AT&T is actually combining Warner Brothers with Discovery. So brands like CNN and HBO, Warner Brothers, of course, HGTV, the Oprah Network, and Animal Planet are all going to be under one roof. So a lot of consolidation going on in Hollywood, which I don't know if that's good for the consumers, but the corporate captains are liking it quite a bit.
Yeah, you always have to be a bit suspicious.
Yeah, always have to be a bit suspicious, for sure. We've got a really interesting movie opening up at Cinemark this week, Final Account. It's a documentary about elderly folks at this point, but folks who had participated in the Hitler Youth Program, which was kind of like a Boy Scout, Girl Scout thing, but obviously a much more dark intent for that gathering. If you remember the comedy...
That was understated.
Yeah. If you remember the comedy Jojo Rabbit, that was a spoof of that particular dynamic, and it caught some degree of controversy when it came out because it was a satire that was a little bit edgy. But this is a quite a compelling documentary, Final Account, with these former Hitler Youth folks talking about their responsibility or avoiding their responsibility for that tragic.
Yeah, shockingly, there are some who just do not regret their participation.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a window into a possible future in our dear country if we're not careful. So something to think about for sure. They've also got Army of the Dead, the Chris Rock, Samuel L. Jackson version of Saw called Spiral, and Those Who Wish Me Dead, which stars Angelina Jolie. So you can check that out at Cinemark or either or the they're not doing Final Account at Celine Imagine, but these other films are going on there. And we're happy to announce at the State and Michigan Theater that we're actually going to be selling popcorn and other concessions at the State and Michigan Theater downtown.
The world is reopening a little bit.
That's right. We've been a little slow about it, but with the recent CDC proclamations that vaccinated people are safe, and I certainly believe that. Science is good, and they're paying attention to that. So we were going to start on the 24th of of May or the 25th of May, which was the time after the governor was going to open up. But we're going to open up a little bit early this Friday, the 21st, tomorrow, and we'll look forward to serving that very famous Michigan and State Theater popcorn, which we're very, very proud of.
But in order to get in line at the concessions and make your purchase, you will still need to wear a mask. Let's all be smart about it.
Yes, we want to encourage people to wear masks, except when they're eating their concessions in public spaces. People are still anxious, to be sure, but I think as people get more comfortable with the science and things start to open up, we'll slowly move back to a normal kind of time, especially since summer tends to be a time when viruses like flu and COVID get damped down a bit. We'll see what happens this year. It's mostly the vaccine that's damping down the virus, which is such very, very, very good news.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It's Cinema Chat with Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, we've got two at the state of Michigan. We've got two great dramas, two wonderful documentaries. And the Michigan's got some great classic films that I think people are going to enjoy. We're opening up an Australian mystery, murder mystery thriller called The Dry, directed by Robert Connolly and starring Eric Bana. And it's about a guy who grew up in a small town. He goes back to that small town to attend a funeral and has to revisit some things in his past and gets involved. And he's a high-level police officer in Australia. When he goes back to his small town, he revisits an unsolved a murder. And if you like British murder mystery shows, you'll definitely like The Dry. It's got 100% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. The Dry is based on a popular novel. And again, the film is very well reviewed and well acted. So go check out The Dry, which opens on Friday. We're also opening a real heartwarming film called Dream Horse.
With Toni Collette, right?
That's right.
I think she's fabulous.
Yeah, it's Jan Vokes, who put together, who was a small-town bartender, and she put together an alliance called the Dream Alliance to back a racehorse. And that racehorse actually won some races, and it's a really heartwarming story. And the film is extremely well put together. Again, 100% positive reviews, and you can't go wrong with either one of those movies. We're also showing the Academy Award Best Documentary Film, My Octopus Teacher, about a filmmaker who actually in South Africa, who starts a snorkeling discipline and ends up building a relationship with an octopus, which sounds really weird, but octopus are actually quite intelligent. And it's about man and nature, humankind and nature building a relationship, learning about some of the natural dynamics through this very visceral experience. And again, it won the Academy Award for Best Documentary. It's gotten great reviews.
They are fascinating little creatures, aren't they?
They are amazing creatures. And this documentary is really, really cool, My Octopus Teacher. The Truffle Hunter is the film we opened last week, and it's about a bunch of old Italian guys and their dogs as they hunt for truffles. And actually, it's a beautifully shot film, and I found it charming and interesting. And if you're any kind of a foodie, you definitely want to check this out. But also, if you want to see a variety of relationships of families and men and these dogs that are specially trained to seek out these very rare white truffles, it actually is kind of amazing. At the Michigan Theater, we've got three classic films that I'm really proud to be presenting. Hard Day's Night, the Beatles film. We're going to show that this weekend. Go check that out on Saturday at the Michigan Theater. We're also showing Spike Lee's Malcolm X. That is a great film, very, very well reviewed. And The Princess Bride, which is a popular favorite, to be sure. We're doing these popular classic films at the Michigan Theater. It's a lot of fun, and folks are showing up for it. Over Memorial Day, we've got another set of classic films at the Michigan Theater with Big Lebowski for Color Girls, which is Tyler Perry's film, and Back to the Future and North by Northwest. So we've got some great classic films at the Michigan. We're going to be opening up In the Heights, which is Lin-Manuel Miranda's film, on June 11th. And before that, we've got Quiet Place 2 on the 28th. So it's a big time for the movies. Things are cracking open. We hope you come on out.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. We get together and do it every Thursday, and we'll do it again next Thursday. Hope you're going to be here with us. This is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.